Last time on Biscuit Tunes. Well, I'm not going to tell you each time. You'll have to go and watch episodes 1 and 2 before you watch this one. Otherwise, it just won't make any sense and you'll ruin the ending. Now, where's the fun in that?
Saffron, are you okay?
Subhanallah. Isn't it wonderful what Allah has allowed us to accomplish through science? You are a genius, Kosti. Congratulations, you have doomed us all.
Uncle Saffron, what must we do?
Isn't it obvious? Kill the creature before it kills us.
But I thought we weren't supposed to harm the creatures.
No, Baba. If killing an animal is of benefit to humans, or if it is for the protection of humans, it is okay.
Oh my God, help!
This giant mutated biscuitantula is certainly causing harm. We must stop it.
Okay, but how?
I don't know. Ghosty, you created this mess, so you also have the power to cure it. If Allah brought you to it, he can bring you through it. It would be better to avoid killing the biscuitantula, but whatever you do, do it before we die. Thank you.
Ouch.
Why are you still holding that cookie?
I can't eat when I'm nervous. I told you already.
Nana said he eats cookies.
Of course. It eats cookies. Jerry! Keep it distracted while I make more enlargement potion.
Huh? Alright. Ain't like I got a choice.
If I make enough enlargement potion, I should be able to make a giant cookie, thus satisfying Marmaduke's hunger, for now at least. Although, it'll be quite a concentrated dose.
Hurry up!
That should do it. Quick, put a drop of this potion on the cookie and throw it.
Alright.
Come on, move!
Phew, that was close.
Wait, what did you do with the potion?
I threw it with the... Oh no.
I think it is time we should run away now.
Ah, how nice. Mr. Sybil is dropping by to say hello to his fellow neighbors as a good Muslim ought to.
Salam. Anybody home? Run for your lives!
Okay.
If you didn't want to see me, you could have just been honest about it.
No, Baba. Get up and run away. There is a disaster waiting to happen right now.
What?
Bonk. Ghosty, I really do marvel at your biological experiments, but remember what we said in the last episode about observing the balance that Allah has created. This is the type of thing that happens when you don't observe that balance.
Nice one, sister. Now you've ruined everything.
Marmaduke!
I didn't know that such a small potion could have such a great effect.
A giant arachnid is attacking the town of Biscuitstone. Experts say it is a type of biscuitantula with a freak mutation caused by global warming. Here we have a victim of the biscuitantula who was hurt trying to escape. Tell us what you saw.
Basically, I was going to visit my neighbors, and then I turned around, and basically what I saw was... that's what I saw.
Alright, men. Biscuitstone is under attack. Some say the monster can't be defeated. Some say we're too weak. Well, I say, let's do this thing. Who's with me? Urgh! Take that, you hideous beast. Oh! Remember me as a free man.
No!
Is that you, Marmaduke? Ma, how you have grown.
Nana, be careful.
Nonsense. All you need to do is stroke his leg and he'll go straight to sleep. Pooh, what a mess you've made. You kids better clean up this place.
Well, I suppose everything's better again. Even though Biscuitstan is destroyed, and well, I'm sure they'll fix it, but I mean, Scott's died again. So what have we learned? Let me think. Yes, of course, we've learned not to abuse animals. Yes, and sometimes you need to, you need to fight back against nature if it's going to threaten your life, and not to mess with the balance of a light. I suppose we have learned quite a few things. We'll see you next time on Biscuit Tunes.
Hey, lad. Anybody home?